Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
If you answered no or kinda to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, brought to you by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our good friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. We are here in the dear year 2015 once again to educate you, empower you, and schoolhouse rock you with regard to your business website and getting the most out of it. If you have questions about web development, design, SEO, content marketing, PPC, social media, and what all of this means to your business, please hit us up on Facebook with your questions. We love your questions. Hit us up on Facebook, email us at info@minddnd.com, or just hit that irresistibly enticing ask a question button to your right on our website. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I don't know what you were doing at midnight last night, but my wife and I were in good old Lebanon, PA for the annual New Year's Bologna drop. I can cross that off my bucket list now. It was a fun time, though. We'd been hearing about it for a few years, and finally we just had to see for ourselves. Well, today's January 1st, the first day of 2015, the first day of the rest of your life, at least until tomorrow. The first day of your New Year's resolutions that you are not going to forget about by the end of the month. We got some good stuff for you here. Look at this week's show as your internet marketing compass for 2015. We're going to point you in the right direction for your internet marketing so you can get where you want to go this year. And here with your latitude, longitude, KPI coordinates, goals, and a smart acronym for you is our own Chris Bradley.
Chris. Hey, Mark. Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, my friends. Great to have you here.
It's great to be here. I'm excited for a new year of some great internet marketing. I think it's going to be an exciting year.
I think so, too. The climate is ever-evolving, and I know you've got some really good points you're going to be hitting on today. Could you give our listeners just a brief rundown of what you'll be talking about with us today?
Yeah, sure. We'll be talking a little bit about goals. We'll talk about how we can measure those goals and the important data that is available to you and how to access that data. We're also going to talk a little bit about the future and how it can no longer be ignored. And I'll get a little bit deeper about that and why you should embrace your online community and why it's important to not rely solely on the marketing that you understand. So I'll touch a little bit more on that.
This could be a lot more complex. I mean, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
That's basically what we're going to get into today. Just some real good, some points, like you said, to point us in the right direction in 2015.
Well, it sounds good to me. Where do you want to start?
I think we'll start with the KPIs and SMART goals. This isn't a new idea. This has been around for a while, but unfortunately a lot of businesses do not use this when they look at their internet marketing for the beginning of the year. This was one important thing that was drilled into us while I was working towards my master's degree in internet marketing at Full Sail. That was the importance of planning and setting goals for your internet marketing strategies. A good way to start your new year is with planning and goal setting. Some good questions that you can ask yourself are, what do you want to achieve in the following months? And where are your internet marketing strategies, tactics, and efforts being focused?
You know, you're really hitting on such an important point here. I'm reminded of my brother. He's a psychologist in Tennessee. And in his email signature, he has a quote, and I cannot remember for the life of me who said this quote, but it's, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yes, it's a good one. that fits really well with what we're talking about here.
Yep.
Sure. You know, you may have one or several goals, whether your goal is establishing yourself on a certain social media platform, designing a new website, or developing a new app, reaching out to a new target audience, or it could simply be, you know, we want to generate more leads. This should all be documented along with a set of well-defined key performance indicators for each one of your goals. These KPIs, key performance indicators, help organizations achieve organizational goals through the definition and measurement of progress, and they must reflect the organization's goals. They must be key to its success, and they must be measurable. So when we look at measurable goals, just to add to this, it's important to remember that your internet marketing goals need to be SMART. If you haven't ever heard of SMART goals, here are a quick breakdown of what that means. SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant or realistic, and time-bound.
You know, it sounds simple, but so many people, and some people listening right now, may not have even mapped out their plans for 2015 and may not have made a habit of it. A lot of people fly by the seat of their pants, and it's amazing, because I think with a lot of small businesses and upstarts and whatnot, you can get away with that for a short period of time. But as you grow, the bigger you get, the more important it is to have these plans.
Exactly. And as internet marketing becomes more sophisticated, there's more things that you can do. How do you align that with your business goals itself? I mean, you have to be able to look at it and say, hey, you know, I know exactly what my goals are, and I know how to measure them. I know that they need to be SMART, you know, specific. Just going through the SMART and what it means. Specific is you need to be clear about what you want to achieve. Measurable, you set goals that can be measured with specific criteria and metrics. Attainable, or some call it achievable, you want to be realistic about your goals and make sure you have the necessary means and resources to achieve those goals. Relevant or realistic, keep in mind that your goals need to be worthwhile and bring you forward. And then finally, time bound is set the time frame and aim for a deadline. And these are all just a way to make sure that, you know, when you are going out and you are setting goals, that they're really, you know, that they really are realistic, that they are attainable, you know, that they are measurable. Don't set goals that you can't ever achieve, because really at what point then does your internet marketing strategies and everything become almost unrealistic? And at that point, are they even worth investing in?
Out of all the things that you just touched on, the thing I love the most is time bound. And it's something that I struggle with every day. I'm not saying I love it because I think I'm perfect at it, because Lord knows I'm not. It's a constant struggle for me setting realistic time frames. Because especially when you want to help people, and I think this is true for a lot of small businesses, a lot of businesses in general, but it's specifically small businesses. You want to help everybody. And then as you earn a good reputation, it becomes more and more important for you to set realistic goals and realistic deadlines. And I think that's something that is a challenge for more people than perhaps want to admit it. But I'm certainly willing to admit that it's something that I take myself to task on a daily basis, because it's the old adage, what is it, under promise and over deliver.
Yeah.
You know, it's better to estimate a little longer than you think it's going to take to do something and then wind up getting it done sooner than to be too optimistic. And I'm an insufferable optimist, and that's where it's, you know, it's a challenge for me consistently. And I'm glad you touched on that, because the time frame and the deadlines, those are so vitally important with this stuff. I know you were going to touch on Google Analytics.
Yes.
And how they're not an option. Is it appropriate to go there now?
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. I figured you would. I actually do too. Because analytics is such an important part of your internet marketing. You know, whether you're investing $1,000 a year or you're investing several hundred thousand dollars a year on internet marketing, you know, one of the most important things that you need to do is measure how well that investment is doing and whether your goals are being reached. You know, the best way to do this is by choosing and making use of an online analytics software. And a good example is, like you mentioned, Mark, Google Analytics, which is available for free.
Yeah.
You simply add a code snippet to your website, and then you attach your analytics account to a Google account that you can set up, or maybe you already have set up. I'm absolutely amazed at how many business owners and executives that I speak to who don't even know if they have an analytics account, you know, or some other analytics software connected to their online properties.
And like that's how you track.
That's why. when you invest in your internet marketing, your analytics is your best friend. And you're telling me that you invest in internet marketing, but you don't even know who your best friend is. And it's like,
that's a really good way to put it.
I don't want to be judgmental here. I honestly don't. Right. Our reason for talking about this is to make sure you understand that this is a very important part of your internet marketing. These tools, these Google Analytics, is something that you need to consider for 2015. It's honestly, it's not that hard to set up. Understanding it is a little bit different, but Google does offer analytics courses. So my suggestion is find an employee who likes working with numbers or maybe likes working with data and have them sign up for the course and, you know, go ahead and get started learning it. Or if you have an internet marketing service provider who's a partner, they should have a deep understanding of Google Analytics or any analytics software. Maybe they, you know, maybe it's a Google Analytics certified employee like you, Mark, and they should know how to help you get going in the right direction with Google Analytics.
Well, you know, when you mentioned about so many business owners not even knowing if they have analytics,
mm-hmm.
what amazes me about that is when you think about marketing in general and over the years, when you think about traditional marketing, what's been the biggest gripe that most businesses have about traditional marketing? It's, well, I can't quantify this. I can't measure this. I can't track this. And it's like, here, internet marketing, you can measure and track this.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, internet marketing is an open book test because you can go to your you can go to your competitor's website and you can get some insight mm-hmm. into what they're doing to get ranked and what kind of activity they have and all that. And yet, so many I'm as surprised as you are that more business owners aren't more on top of their analytics and keeping an eye on it themselves.
Well, and even just some of the data that you can glean from those analytics, like using Google Analytics, again, I'm sorry I keep bringing that up, but that is the most popular analytics software out there.
That's awesome.
I mean, you can find out the location of the people who are coming into your website. So if you're a bricks and mortar and you have a certain radius and location that you're serving, you know, you could actually go into those analytics and see where these people are coming from on your website. Yeah. So for instance, if you're not serving the Reading area, but you know, 10% of your web traffic in 2014 was from the Reading area, I don't know. I see that as a data point where that could make me want to maybe reconsider my business model. Maybe I want to start serving the Reading area or at least investigate what that might mean because I know I have website visitors from that area coming in and looking at my site. Again, I'm going off on a tangent here now, but it just shows the importance of some of the data you can glean from these analytics softwares.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. You had mentioned previously about Webmaster Tools mm-hmm. as well. And I love Webmaster Tools, especially how it works so much more in sync with Google Analytics now. Because it was a year ago in December. It feels weird, New Year's Day. And it's like a year ago in December, but in December, in December 2013, Google Analytics went to almost 100% not provided with keyword tracking. Mm-hmm. And what's beautiful about Webmaster Tools is you can track so many things that are vital in both following your progress and planning future actions. And it works in tandem with analytics so well because it allows you to get more granular in what you're looking at. You can see what keywords you're ranking for and what your average ranking is across all the data centers for those mm-hmm. keyword terms. Even better, you can see what rankings have gone up and which ones have gone down over the past weeks or months. And even better than that, you can see which keywords are getting you the most actual clicks to your website. Because what's really interesting about that is that sometimes the keywords you covet aren't necessarily the ones that will get you the most action. Now, sometimes they are, but you can see for yourself in Webmaster Tools and see, you know, which keyword groups you really should be targeting. You can check to see if there are any issues with mobile usability on your site, which is a huge point for 2015 and beyond. And you can check all links to your website. And you also have a bit of a lifeline to Google. I keep saying and, but there really is so much stuff with Webmaster Tools. You have a bit of a lifeline to Google because if you're ever hit with a manual penalty, Google will message you through your Webmaster Tools account and tell you what you need to do to fix the problem and get out of penalty. Analytics, and it's just such a great 1-2 punch for your marketing.
That's great info, Mark. And for those of our listeners out there listening to this, the best thing to glean from this is Google Analytics, Google Webmaster Tools, all very important tools for your business, for your internet marketing, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring or you've hired an internet marketing service provider. One way or the other, one of you should be using it. So that's the best thing to glean from this. There is good data out there. If you haven't used it in the past, don't beat yourself up over it. Now's the time to move forward. Make sure that we start learning that.
And when we come back after this quick break, we're going back to the future.
You're listening to the Mind Your Business podcast with Mark Boyd. I'm David Atwood, and Mind Development and Design pays me to say nice things about them. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
We keep our word. It's after these messages. So now, back to the Mind Your Business podcast from Mind Development and Design.
And we're back with the Mind Your Business podcast, talking with our own Chris Bradley about what you should be doing with your internet marketing this year. 2015 has officially begun, and the internet marketing landscape is forever evolving. We've discussed key performance indicators and the absolutely vital importance of analytics. And now, as promised, Chris is going to take you back to the future.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. The next topic I wanted to touch on was the future should not be ignored. An interesting statistic that I bring up in a lot of conversations with prospects and clients at Mind is that in 5 years, the millennial generation will make up 50% of our workforce. And in 10 years...
Well, that makes me feel old. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it does me too. No doubt. But in 10 years, the millennial generation will make up 75% of our workforce. It's amazing numbers. But the reason this is important to the business owner and the marketer out there is because that generation, they are digitally fluent generation. They expect the customer experience to be fluid throughout all the devices they use and the different sites that they frequent.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know, this millennial generation will make up a big percentage of the consumer base. So in the very near future, some things are no longer an option. For several years, having a mobile optimized website was an option. Maybe not to us, but a lot of business owners viewed it that way. But not anymore. Depending on your business model, ignoring and not being active on social media is no longer an option. If somebody has a question to ask you and they seek you out online and you are not there or you are not active, this is going to reflect negatively on your business. Many business owners do not think past the upcoming year, and that can be devastating for the future, because as our consumers continue to become more digitally fluent, their digital expectations of us as product and service providers is much greater.
That is such a great point. You get my mind racing with that point, Chris, because I think my son's 17. He has been raised in a digital generation. And I like to think that I can operate my smartphone, my computer, and all this kind of stuff quite well. But, you know, I go back to – I'm 47 years old. And when I was a senior in high school, computer science was just starting to be offered as a senior course in high school. You know, back in the day of the Commodore 64, you remember those?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's so different. And as parents, we get aggravated with our kids because they're constantly on their iPods. They're constantly on their smartphones. They're constantly texting and all this kind of stuff. But whether we like it or not, as you pointed out, this generation, you know, 50% of our workforce in 5 years, in 10 years, 75% of our workforce, all of these kids now are going to be out in the workforce, and they're going to make up the majority of the workforce. And as you said, and you're so right, they're a digitally fluent generation, and expectations are not going to get any lower than they are now. They're only going to get higher.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's about embracing what is to come and not ignoring it anymore. Internet marketing cannot be ignored. And, you know, that segues perfectly into what I wanted to talk about next, which was you need to embrace the online community and don't rely so much on the traditional one-way marketing that you, the business owner, understands. And what I mean by that is, you know, there is a community of consumers, people that are looking for your product or service, and it's important for you to connect with them. What I've found over the years is that many business owners and executives are still putting most of their money into traditional media, thus creating an over-reliance on one-way communication. They understand the traditional marketing and the traditional advertising, and it's much easier to buy. They do not understand internet marketing, and therefore they ignore it as long as they can. But unfortunately, by doing this, they are not only ignoring the online audience, but their competitors who are embracing internet marketing are winning the race, and they have their eyes on the future. One thing to be careful of, though, is don't get too blinded by the data. Remember, the audience is the most important thing. You know,
yeah, the audience, they do factor in there a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I would just overall say make 2015 the year that you embrace your internet marketing and work towards understanding why it's important, what is important to your business, and finding a trustworthy and forward-thinking internet marketing service provider to help you in this arena. If you're a business owner and you're sitting here and you're listening to this and you're saying, I already understand this, I've been doing this for years, kudos to you. You're winning the race already. Don't let up. If you're a business owner and you're sitting here and you're saying, oh, you know what, I realized this last year. I made a resolution at 2014. I was going to embrace this, but I never did it. Make this year the year you do it. It's so important. One of my favorite influencers said it in a recent podcast I listened to. He said that marketing is not just about getting your message and product out there, and it's more about how the product fits into your customers' lives. This makes your message far more relevant to your customers. And I just wanted to throw that in there as in closing, because it just kind of wraps everything I just talked about up in a big, pretty little ball and says, you know what, guys, I have to do this. This is something I have to do in 2015. If you haven't done it already, or you haven't put a priority on it, and you're still doing traditional marketing, you're still doing the things that maybe worked for you 10 years ago, you know, think about the future audience. Think about the future marketing techniques that are going to be used, that are actually already being used.
Embrace the online community.
Yep. That's
stuck in my head, man, because it's, I mean, you talk about good segues. In the last podcast of 2014, I was talking about engagement. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be talking about engagement in the next podcast. It's going to be a recurring theme throughout 2015, no doubt. And you being the social marketing whiz that you are, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Embracing the online community, it's never been more important, the point that you make there, because to get that engagement, you have to embrace the fact that your online community is a huge market.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people who still don't quite have that ingrained in their heads. But something I'm going to be touching on in the next podcast, too, is that Italy recently fined TripAdvisor.com for over $600,000 because they said that TripAdvisor has not done a good enough job in preventing fraudulent reviews. And the reason I bring this up is because in embracing your online community, as you said, you create that interaction. And that's important now because, and this lawsuit from Italy against TripAdvisor exemplifies, the search engines have figured out, they have figured out that they can't necessarily rely on the reviews that are on TripAdvisor, that are on Yelp, that are on Urban Spoon or whatever. It doesn't mean that they're not relevant, but they don't carry the same weight that they once did. So Google and all the search engines are looking at your interaction with your online community, whether it's through your blog, through your Facebook, through whatever. They're looking for legitimate interaction there. And I think of all the points you made this week, that's my favorite one. You've got to embrace your online community.
Sure.
Well, Chris, thank you again for bringing your knowledge and perspective to this here podcast table. You've always got good stuff, man. Thank you
very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Always, man.
Looking forward to the next one already.
Indeed. And thank you for tuning into this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our good friends over at Fresh Roasted Hosting, good homegrown PA company that we love. Send us your questions on Facebook, on our Ask a Question page, on the website, or email us info@minddnd.com. Thank you again for a great 2014 and for starting 2015 here with us. Have a great New Year's evening, and we'll see you next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Doobity-doo-wop-wop, say what, yeah.